Smithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Wednesday, February 4th edition. It's cold outside. And petition drives that are out there that people have been working on, just running into basically cold weather and making it almost impossible to get volunteers to get out there to collect signatures. Well, the filing deadline this past Friday, reporting in on Monday, showed that Michigan campaign finance deadlines showed that Invest in My Kids topped the amount of income funding for three ballot questions that are still collecting signatures. As you know, we were heavily into promoting and asking folks to volunteer to collect signatures for Axe My Tax. Well, they stopped collecting signatures back in December, and Carla Wagner is still receiving petition sheets and is going to determine the 180-day window as to when she's going to sit down and have her and her volunteers count the signatures to see if they made it. Other campaigns are still ongoing. The three remaining, Invest in MI Kids, raised money and are actually paying people to get out there to do it. The ballot initiative they're trying to put on the ballot is they have people making over $500,000 a year as individuals or couples making $1 million. They want to amend the state constitution so that they end up paying an additional 5% tax in income so that they can take that money and put it directly into kids' educations, into the public school system. Now, they raise for their effort $528,000. Now, there's another one out there for the Coalition to Stop the Business and Family Tax Hike. Well, they raised $50,000 and $35,000 going out as a business-backed ballot question starts with them being in direct opposition to Invest in My Kids. Well, they haven't raised anywhere near the amount of money necessary to compete. And there is a good possibility that Invest in My Kids could be on the ballot. If it makes it on the ballot, folks, we're going to be talking about it. Now, the third ballot question, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics. Well, they're skating on a very similar frozen pond. They've got $270,000 coming in during the fourth quarter of last year. Overall funding is sitting at $388,000. What that will do is be a ballot initiative to keep anybody who does business with the state of Michigan as a vendor, any subcontractors, any companies out there that actually do business with the state of Michigan, with contracts over $250,000, if their company, if their business contracts with the state and they're paid over $250,000, this would basically eliminate them from being able to donate to political parties or any elected official. The name of this again, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics. Now, the groups that have been supporting two of these three ballot initiatives, Money Out of Michiganders Money for Money Out of Politics and the Invest in My Kids, has been the group Voters Not Politicians. You remember those folks? They're the ones that were able to get enough signatures to put on our ballot for the Independent Redistricting Commission that draws our political maps, the territories of our districts. It used to be done by elected officials. Well, now it's being done by this independent board. Well, they supported both of these other petition drives this year, and they claim that they've raised $55,000. Well, the ballot questions are looking at cold weather. And that is something that has tremendously slowed down their signature gathering. Another ballot petition potentially going to be on the ballot is Americans for Citizen Voting. This ballot question looking to put the citizenship question on the ballot. Well, according to the Monday 8:15 final deadline, reports came in on Friday, had until 8:15 on Monday to amend or change their reports. They did not file a campaign finance report. So we have no idea of how much money they've been able to raise or not raise in their effort. Lastly, a couple of ones that are looking at these ballot questions. One, opposing the calling for a Michigan Constitutional Convention, which is known as a CONCON. They were able to raise $150,000 and spent more than $70,000. The question retained $120,000 going through the winter. Now, there appears to be another one that looks like they're not going to get the signatures to put it on the ballot, and I thank God for it. Rank My Vote. This is the ranked choice voting system that wanted to be put on the ballot here in the state of Michigan. Well, they only raised $24,000 before being snow blanketed and able to put the signature gathering on the ballot. They spent more than $44,000 in the tail end of 2025, but they ran into frozen ground about Christmas. So we'll see basically where this goes. Because initially, there was potentially 9 different efforts to collect signatures this past year to be on our ballot for November. And right now it looks like potentially there could be only 3. Again, we'll continue to follow this story and see where this goes, but wintertime has definitely slowed this process down. Now, short story talking about races, House races in particular. Well, between the 11 weeks of October 21st through December 31st, House incumbents, those are people currently serving in Lansing right now as state representatives, well, they only raised on average $9,134 in basically the last quarter of 2025. These are the folks seeking to win re-election this fall. Among the Democrats, $9,586 compared to $9,032 raised by 50 incumbent Republicans. On average, incumbent Democrats in their campaign finance reports, overall campaign numbers, Democrats are behind the Republicans. Democrats have total $26,333 in their campaign accounts, while the Republicans have on average $29,919. So it's right now looking like the Republicans are raising more than the Democrats. Now, there are some races where Republicans don't have an announced candidate. For example, in the 38th State Senate District. That's the one replacing term-limited Ed McBroom. Also, they don't have a Republican announced yet to run against Betsy Kofia. She's the state representative in the 103rd down in Traverse City. Very, very interesting that the Republicans haven't announced candidates yet for those two seats. I wonder what's taking so long up in the UP. A lot of people in the 38th Senate District. Let's see. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, misread that story. I apologize. It wasn't the 38th State Senate. It was the House District. I just got a text message. There are candidates running for the 38th Senate seat being vacated by Ed McBroom. Thank you, George. I greatly appreciate that. I misread the story from MERS News Service. Thanks for that correction. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing, people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. As a follow-up to that text message, George, thank you very much for reminding me. State Senator Ed McBroom is term limited out in the 38th State Senate District. Where is that? It's the western part of the UP. What Senator John DeMoose doesn't represent in the eastern end of the UP, Ed McBroom has been the state senator and his term limited out. Well, this is a big primary to watch because former Iron Mountain State Representative Beau Lefebvre, who's been out of Lansing, is running against current State Representative Dave Preston, Republican from Cedar River. Preston has been backed by the Upper Peninsula's current delegation in the State House. He also has more money in the balance sheet for his campaign with $38,225. Lefebvre, who was out of the House and ran for Secretary of State unsuccessfully in 2022, has only $1,333 in the bank. Preston so far has raised $43,425. Lefebvre, $2,925. However, Lefebvre's often unfiltered communication style and crude humor, especially against critics, has gained him a very unique following. Back in November, a poll of 363 most likely Republican primary voters in the UP showed Lefebvre defeating Preston head-to-head matchup with about 60% of the vote. That was conducted back on December 1st, 2025. Now, Preston, on the other hand, has hired a professional campaign firm, Bright Spark Strategies. Heather Lambardini, which was involved in the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky's election messaging firm. The firm has experience navigating very competitive Republican primaries, and Preston has hired them. Well, just for those of you up there in the UP where Ed McBroom has been your state senator, personally, I'm going to endorse Dave Preston, state representative that also has been endorsed by Ed McBroom, the outgoing term-limited state senator, along with other state reps in the UP. I think Dave Preston would be a much better state senator than Beau Lefebvre. Beau Lefebvre needs to go and find a job. That's my personal opinion. So thank you, George. Greatly appreciate it. So bottom line, Here's the bottom line. We have an opportunity this year to have an impact on the election. Again, if you text me CMV for check my vote, I'll send you the link to the Michigan database. You can check your own address, your neighbor's address. You can check the address of commercial buildings in your township. You can put in the address of churches. You can put in addresses of any vacant lots. If you don't know the address, just call your local clerk. She'll put you in touch with the assessor. Somebody will be able to give you the address to a particular vacant lot that you're looking at. Find out if there's anybody registered to vote there. Finally, additionally, there is going to be a primary on August 4th to pick the party's candidates and a general election on November 3rd. Midterm elections, historically, folks, have very, very, very low turnout. We, our listeners, our patriots, our people, cannot let that happen. This is all hands on deck. We have got to make sure that everybody votes. 2022, folks, midterm election, 4 years ago, 1.4 million Republicans did not bother to vote compared to those who voted in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden against Donald Trump. As a result, we lost the state Senate, which the Republicans had held for 40 years from 1982 until the 2022 election. We also lost the majority in the House. We had huge number of losses in Michigan's Supreme Court. We cannot let that happen this year. We absolutely have got to get out the vote in huge numbers. If we do it, very simply, we win. It's that simple. So the bottom line is you got to be informed, you have to be engaged, but more importantly, you have to be a storyteller. The information I share with you guys every single day on this show, you need to share it with others. Tell them about the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. They can listen on demand anytime. Just click on podcasts. They can't make it during the show live. Listen on demand anytime. Well, that's it for today's show. Again, pray for us at 3 o'clock. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com.